Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. All right, Christian Bershaw is with us, and he is the president of Global Virus Network, and we're talking about the coronavirus here. Doctor, one of the things that confuses me today, there have been mixed reports about this doctor in Wuhan province who was the whistleblower, the so-called whistleblower for this virus. He'd gone to government officials saying that he was starting to see it at the hospital and concerned that it might have been a virus that had jumped from one species to humans, and that it was potentially very dangerous. He was shut down by them. He eventually contracted the virus. There were conflicting reports that he was alternately either dead or in critical condition, and now the Associated Press says that, yes, he has, in fact, died from the disease. 34 years old, what is in seemingly good health, and a doctor in a hospital, in intensive care in a hospital in China, which has sufficient life support capabilities. Should we be concerned that this is a more virulent virus than we first thought?
Well, thank you for having me. And this is an excellent question. This is really the question. We need to have more data about not only this case, but we know that we have at least something like 500, and we will have more, unfortunately, deaths. So, what is really the clinical condition of all these people? I mean, are we speaking of individuals who are fragile, who show some frailties? We do know that we have some young people within these people, these individuals. We have to remember that even with the flu, with influenza, very unfortunately, each year, you do have some young people who die of influenza. So the honest answer is we don't know. But this is a key question to really get, as soon as possible, a good clinical, I would say, pattern of those patients who have really suffered from severe disease. But to answer more precisely, it means that we are facing a virus which, at least in some conditions, can be very dangerous. So it's a situation where clearly the mortality rate is much less than from the SARS. We are talking presently of something around 2.1% for this coronavirus as compared to something like 9.5% for the SARS. But 2.1 is still very high. And it means that at least in certain conditions, yes, you can have young people with very severe disease.
One of the things about this particular virus is how quickly it is spreading. It seems to be of a particularly contagious nature. Can you explain the mechanism that makes this more contagious than even the common cold, apparently?
It's too early. We will have to really evaluate how this virus, they are viruses which infect animals, mostly bats. And then you have some mutations which change the receptor, which allows the virus to penetrate into the cells. And clearly, the way the virus can really infect the cell can have a profound impact on the severity. Now, unfortunately, we don't know the answer to all these very important questions. You can have also some viral genes which would be more active in the human cells than expected. You have the immune response to the virus, which can be also very important. So all of these, we need to get from what's going on in China, because fortunately, we don't have so many cases outside China so far.
Doctor, as president of the Global Virus Network, are you getting any kind of cooperation from Chinese officials?
Well, yes. I mean, you see, as you said, I mean, I'm a professor at the University of South Florida, and I'm president of the Global Virus Network. And the Global Virus Network is really a network of scientists all over the world. And I can tell you that we are really merging all efforts, including with our Chinese colleagues. So, yes, we get information. Now, we get scientific information, I would say.
Yeah.
For the other, more, I would say, political, I would say, if I may, information, it's another story because it's not our at our level. But this is the strength of networks, you see, by the way, such as the Global Virus Network, to be independent, of governments.
Understood. We have about a minute left, and I want to understand this. On Monday, there was news that there may be a breakthrough on a vaccine for this, and that seemed to ease tensions in the global markets that have been really battered by the concept of the Chinese economy slowing down and exports and you know, all the tentacles that economy has around the world. Is that true? Is there a vaccine that is in development, and do we know that there has been any success with that thus far?
There are several vaccines which are under development. The one you are referring to, I believe, is the one of the University of Queensland, but you have at the Institut Pasteur, you have also companies which are extremely active on this. I'm absolutely convinced that we are going to get a vaccine, but the problem is when. Because you cannot get a vaccine immediately, that's always the same problem. And what I really hope is that this epidemic will have slowed down before we get the vaccines. And these vaccines, the way I see it, will be extremely useful to prevent, you see, the next epidemics, and we are going to learn a lot for the future. But for the present epidemics, I really doubt that we will have a vaccine before the epidemic slows down. When is it going to slow down? We don't know exactly. We hope that with the spring and the summer, we don't know exactly, but we hope that something around April or May, maybe before, but we have to be careful.
Christian Brechot, who is the president of Global Virus Network, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.